To be naked and stared at is almost a primal fear, one that I invoked deliberately several years ago when I modeled for a life drawing class. And it really was scary. In the days and moments before the actual class, I felt a palpable sense of dread centered in my stomach, and right up until the actual disrobing, I wondered if I would be able to go through with it. So why do such a thing? My motivation wasn't the money, and I wasn't curious about working nude. Really, it was the fear itself that fascinated me. Fear is something we all deal with, and it's a good thing, I believe, to develop a personal box of tools for coping with and moving through fear. Otherwise, we are held back from much that life has to offer, solely due to trepidation about possible bad outcomes. One of my strategies is to seek out and immerse myself in fear when possible, for the sensation is more than a little invigorating. Think about it. Fear raises the heartbeat, causes sweat, and makes us breathe harder. People, this is exercise, not something to avoid. And, like exercise, feeling fear makes us stronger and enlarges our world. So I'm always perversely grateful when I recognize a substantial fear that I can actually experience without hurting myself, which is rather a fine line. I'm afraid of those rotary meat slicers you see in delis, for example, but I'm not making plans to stick my hand in one. Likewise, applying sunscreen terrifies me, but a fear so slight is hardly worth fretting over. But nude modeling? Well, when it comes to my personal fears, that falls into a sweet spot. The thought of it made my blood run cold, and yet I couldn't actually die from the experience. So I signed up. I can't speak for you, of course, but in my case, wallowing in fear has yielded good results. This very radio show, for instance, would not have happened had I not overcome the fear of exposing my thinking to an audience, to be naked on the inside, as it were. Likewise, some years ago, I decided to become a public speaker, and so, over and over, I forced myself to get on stage and bomb publicly for a long time. But not forever, and eventually, I got comfortable up there, enriching my life immeasurably. So I suggest you catalog your fears and identify a few that you can experience fully, without overly maiming yourself. True, fear is unpleasant. That's why they call it fear. But the sensation itself is not deadly. Like the man says, fear is not actually something to be feared. In my case, standing naked before a dozen or so folks who stared at me intently and recorded details of my middle-aged body turned out to be fun and kind of exhilarating. And I even got a date out of the deal. So identify something you fear and give it a try. You may find that exposing yourself is one of the best experiences life has to offer. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.